Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief keeps you informed about what's happening in Annapolis, Anne Arundel County, and Maryland. Local news, local sports, local events, local opinion, and of course, local weather. Your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief starts now.
Good morning. It's Monday, April 29th, 2024. This is John Frenay, and this is your Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief presented by Annapolis Subaru and the SPCA of Anne Arundel County. I had an awesome weekend. Friday boat show, a fantastic show at the Kennedy Center on Friday night with dinner at Founding Farmers. My kiddo was in town for a bit, and we got a great dinner at 100 Lots in Edgewater. I made it to the inaugural Naptown Vinyl Record Show, which was a huge success, and I suspect it'll be back next year. And to boot, I got a 10-mile bike ride in around BWI after dropping the kiddo off at the train station. And just a quick reminder for you, in case you are not signed up, our daily news recap newsletter is great for news that happens after this drops in the morning and what happens over the weekend. It's local, free, and hits your email inbox at 7 p.m. every night, and I'm going to drop a link right here in the show notes for you. Anyhow, we do have a whole lot of news to catch up on, so shall we? The Oyster Recovery Partnership has recognized Annapolis' own Boatyard Bar and Grill for their significant contribution to the Chesapeake Bay restoration by donating 846 bushels of oyster shells. This contribution is part of a broader effort that has helped the Shell Recycling Alliance collect approximately 29,000 bushels, supporting the health of the bay and providing habitats for juvenile oysters. The shells are processed and populated with spat at the University of Maryland's Oyster Hatchery before being planted in the bay. Congrats to Dick Franio and his team at the Boatyard Bar and Grill. The League of Women Voters of Anne Arundel County has launched their voter's guide for the 2024 Maryland primary election, which is right around the corner. It is available on their website at lwvaacmd.org. The guide does offer nonpartisan voting information, allowing users to compare candidates and prepare a personalized ballot. Print copies are available at local libraries and senior centers, or we do have the online version also at ionanapolis.net. Also, we dropped a very interesting podcast with the league's president, Amanda Subarau, yesterday. So before you go out and vote, do check that out. There's lots of good stuff there. In some housing news, a report from Rent Research indicates slight decreases in Maryland's median apartment rent, down to $1,869 a month in March. This marks a minor drop compared to last year, contrasting with rent spikes in other states like Connecticut and Minnesota. The report does suggest that high housing costs are keeping potential buyers in the rental market, contributing to a tempered rent growth despite increased demand. But as Jimmy McMillan might say,
once again, why? You said it, the rent is too damn high.
Boy, I tell you, Annapolis is getting to be lottery lucky. First, you had that guy that won two $1 million pulls on the Powerball from that 7-Eleven on Bestgate Road. And now a lucky fast play ticket buyer in Annapolis won a record $229,679.55 jackpot at the Royal Farm Store in Eastport. I guess the rent is no longer too damn high for this guy. Well, you gotta love A-High. Students at Annapolis High School have once again demonstrated their artistic skills and community spirit by creating a decorative chicken statue for the Bush Library. This project, inspired by a donation from the city's iconic statue creator, involves students from diverse backgrounds, including those from minority and special needs group. The statue, themed around their favorite classic children's books, symbolizes the unity and creative collaboration fostered among the students at our own Annapolis High School. Check it out next time you're at the West Street Library. Hopefully you caught our canines in Crosstrex on Friday with Puppy and Tizzy, a bonded terrier pair that needs a home. They've been at the SPCA way too long, and hopefully you have some room in your heart and home for them. If you missed it, go back and give that a listen. And on Saturday, we spoke with Lee Norwood from Annapolis College Consulting and College Sharks. And if you do have a kid headed to college, you need to listen to this one because we have a code for the first 50 people to enroll in College Sharks. Not a 10% off deal, not a 50% off deal. This is 100% off. Yes, free enrollment at College Sharks, no obligation. And speaking of discount codes, the Annapolis Irish Festival is Saturday and the Fiesta Latina is on Sunday at the fairgrounds. And if you go to abceventsinc.com and use the code EOA when you check out, you will save 50% on all of your general admission tickets. A little further down the line on June 22nd is Eastport Arakan. And if you want to go to Eastport Arakan, you go to eastportarakan.com and use the code EOAEAR24. And that's like Ion Annapolis Eastport Arakan 24. And you're going to save $5 off of the general admission tickets. And I know we're very event heavy, but on Wednesday, not only is it May Day, but tickets for Bands in the Sand and the Pink It Girlfriends Party will all be going on sale. And both of these do sell out very quickly. So strike while that iron is hot. Okay, that's a wrap. Thank you, first and foremost, and also a quick thank you to our sponsors for today's Daily News Brief. Annapolis Subaru, the SPCA of Anne Arundel County, Solar Energy Services, and Hospice of the Chesapeake. Ann Covington is here with her Monday Money Report, and of course, George Young from DCMDVA Weather is here with the only locally forecasted weather report you will find. All that's coming up for you in just a bit, so hang around.
Have you ever had to wait to get an appointment at the Apple Store? Skip the wait and the line at the mall by visiting MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham, where appointments are not necessary. MacMedics is an Apple-authorized service provider. MacMedics services all Apple devices, including broken iPhone screens and batteries, and all without an appointment. Most iPhone repairs are complete the same day and usually within a few hours. MacMedics is also an Apple-authorized reseller and sell Apple products at the same price as the Apple Store. Visit MacMedics in Severna Park or Lanham for Apple-authorized sales and service and shop local. Don't wait for help. Call MacMedics at 410-757-MAX, which is 410-757-6227. It's 410-757-6227. Or visit them online at MacMedics.com. When you live near Annapolis, you know how fickle the weather can be. So you need a truly local forecast that's accurate and reliable. Forecast right here in Annapolis. DCMDVA Weather is not just for today, but for the rest of the week and the weekend too. Now here's George Young of DCMDVA Weather with the weather outlook for today and beyond.
Hey everyone, this is George with DCMDVA Weather, and this is your Eye on Annapolis forecast for Monday, April 29th. Really nice day yesterday for the Annapolis region after a chilly day Saturday, and today and tomorrow will help close out April 2024 with much above average temperatures, with temps staying in the mid-70s to lower 80s for PM highs Wednesday through the weekend. Look for mostly sunny skies today, with PM highs in the mid-80s to maybe lower 90s across Anne Arundel County, followed by more mid to upper 80s and maybe 90 degrees in a few spots Tuesday, with a small chance for some PM showers or storms, possibly lasting into Wednesday morning, with mixed skies Wednesday and highs in the 75 to 80 degree range for PM highs. From there, it'll be more sunshine with mid-70s to lower 80s Thursday and Friday, with the weekend bringing more mid-70s to lower 80s with a chance of showers on Saturday. Okay, that's it for today. This is George Young of DCMDVA Weather. Make it a great day out there today. Stay healthy and be safe. And be sure to follow DCMDVA Weather on Facebook and X for weather updates each day, along with the website at dcmdvaweather.info, so you can always stay weather informed.
Coping with advanced illness can be overwhelming, and determining the best options for a loved one isn't always so easy. But here at Hospice of the Chesapeake, your hometown hospice, we want you to know you do have a choice. You can choose exactly who provides the care and the type of care you receive. And it's your decision when and where your loved one receives that care. We have served our community, family, and friends for over 40 years. We are there when you need us. Learn how we can help at hospicechesapeake.org.
You work hard for your money. Is your money working hard for you? Managing and investing it can be confusing. Ann Covington, a financial planner from Covington Alsina, has been helping people make sense of it for nearly 20 years. Are you ready? Now, here's your Monday Money Report.
This is Ann Covington of Covington Alsina with your Monday Money Report. The markets bounced back last week with the biggest weekly gain since November. Reported earnings from large tech companies helped investors shrug off the sticky inflation numbers reported last week. If the growth in your investments over the last year has made you think about retirement, there are things you'll want to do in the next few years before you turn in your notice. First, use your peak earnings years to maximize your retirement plan contributions. Assuming you're over 50, you can contribute $30,500 to a 401k, 403b, or TSP. If you have a health savings account, you can also contribute an additional $1,000 for a total of $9,300 for a married couple. Maximizing those contributions can help cover medical, dental, and vision expenses in retirement. Next, consider your Social Security options. Every year you delay taking benefits, your monthly payment grows by about 8%. Depending on your health, savings, and retirement income, you may want to claim benefits as soon as you retire or wait until you are 70. Your financial advisor should be able to help with this decision. If you'll be retiring before 65, you'll need to think about health insurance, unless you will receive retiree medical benefits. We generally budget $13,000 to $14,000 a year in insurance costs for early retirees. If you'll be 65 or older at retirement, make certain you enroll in Medicare before you retire. If you miss the window for enrollment, you'll face a penalty in the form of a permanent increase in premiums. This is also the time you'll want to pay off your credit cards and do any necessary repairs or renovations to your home. If you're thinking of downsizing or moving in retirement, begin the decluttering process now. 5 years out from retirement is also a good time to evaluate your asset allocation or how your money is invested. While you probably don't want to pull completely out of the market, chances are you have 20 or 30 more years ahead of you. You also want to reduce risk in your portfolio. By risk, I mean the range of possible returns. It's unlikely you would lose everything, as hundreds of companies would have to go completely out of business for that to happen. But a 20 to 30% drop in the value of the stock market is probable over the next 10 years. Putting some guardrails on your investments while the market is doing well can be a wise decision. Finally, use the next few years before retirement to plan the other side. Not your money, but your life. What are you going to do all day for the next 25 years? Who are you going to spend time with? How will you find a sense of purpose? And finally, are you healthy enough to enjoy the next 25 years? Take the 5 or 10 years before retirement to get in shape, financially, socially, and physically. Your action item is to schedule those medical exams you've been putting off, the dentist, the mammogram, the colonoscopy. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Be sure to check out our website at CovingtonAlsina.com or our Facebook page for more information and to register for our upcoming educational events. Covington Alsina is a registered investment advisor and financial representative for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk unless otherwise stated or not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing only strategy discussed herein. Past performance is not indicative of future performance. And if you don't have a financial advisor, come talk to us. This is Ann Covington with Covington Alsina.
Hello, energy consumers. This is Rick Peters, president of Solar Energy Services. Is all this talk of inflation making you uneasy? Me too, especially the uncertainty. How bad will it eat into my future purchasing power? Well, don't feel helpless because solar energy can give you some financial control. By installing and owning your solar system, you can lock out electricity cost inflation by locking in your electricity price for more than 25 years. Many of our inflation-fighting clean energy systems offset 100% of the annual electricity demands. Customers frequently add electric vehicle charging and backup batteries to their solar projects, providing them inexpensive auto fuel and additional energy security for the home. Freeze energy inflation in its tracks by committing to affordable, clean solar energy. Call us today at 410-923-6090 or visit us at solarsaves.net. But don't wait another minute. Sunshine's a waste.
Sunshine, sunshine, nothing else can make me feel so fine.
You've been listening to the Eye on Annapolis Daily News Brief. Tell your friends and colleagues, this is the podcast where you can keep up on the latest with what's going on in Annapolis and Anne Arundel County. And don't forget about our website, eyeonannapolis.net, where you can find even more information. And make sure you follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Eye on Annapolis. This Daily News Brief podcast comes to you every Monday through Friday at 6 a.m.